You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the second hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program, Saturday, June 28th. I'm James Edwards, and I'm live in our Memphis, Tennessee AM flagship radio station, battling through a pretty wicked cold tonight. First time I've ever had a cold in the summer in my life. But I'm a modern-day Paul Revere, folks, if I do say so myself. Rain, sleet, snow, cold, the message has got to get out there. And I got a story here for you now that was tailor-made for the political cesspool. I mean, when we were choosing a name for this show about 10 years ago this time, we picked the name in the summer, a few months before we kicked off in October. We thought the political cesspool would be a perfect name. We didn't want to take ourselves, even though the work is serious, we didn't want to be, overindulgent maybe and call it the James Edwards Show. It's not about me, it's about the message, and I don't want the focus to be on me, it's about our work. Anyway, the political cesspool was a little tongue-in-cheek, and it was certainly represents the modern-day government and media. And it's a little fun, too, so catchy, I guess is what it is. Either way, it's what we are, and it's what we talk about. And this story, I couldn't think of a better one to help mint the name, the political cesspool. Diversity strikes again. Rather than read you this story, I'm going to let you listen to it for yourself from a local newscast. Basically, what's happened here is you got a black man walks into a Walmart and hits the first white woman he sees in the back of the head with a baseball bat as hard as he can. You can watch this at thepoliticalcesspool.org. The website is up, at least for now. It's been going on and off today due to high traffic. But you can watch this horrific assault that did not make any national news. If the races were reversed, would it have? Absolutely. Let's listen to it.
A woman with a baseball bat at a local Walmart store. 4029's Brett Raines shows us the attack caught on camera.
Police say that's 25-year-old Corey Mosley. You can see walking through the Walmart on Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith carrying an aluminum baseball bat. Then Mosley spots an 18-year-old female alone looking at CDs. You can see what happens next.
Just, it's a miracle the young lady, you know, was not very, very seriously hurt.
Police say it was a random attack.
There's no patterns. There's no prior relationships. There's no prior contacts, which really makes this more disturbing than anything.
Police say the girl has been released from the hospital and is recovering at home. According to police reports, Mosley told investigators he watched a movie where someone got hit with a bat and he wanted to try it. His family told police he has mental issues, and Mosley also said the victim was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Apparently he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, I think that young lady was there doing what any one of us have done on numerous occasions. And, you know, there's no pity for a person that would do something like this.
Brett Raines, 4029 News.
Wow, that is incredible video. Mosley is charged with second-degree battery. He's in jail on a $20,000 bond if convicted.
All right, folks, where to start with that? I was taking notes as I listened to that over the radio. This happened in Fort Smith, Arkansas, which is there on the western border of Arkansas with Oklahoma. I mean, is the black guy a racist? You know, we didn't hear anything about that. This woman, an 18-year-old female, just looking at CDs, and you can watch this for yourself at our website, and I would encourage you to do that. To hear about it, to read about it is one thing. To see it really elicits a reaction and the kind of emotion that our people need to have. The police said this was a random attack. He did not know this woman. He did it because he saw it in a movie. Well, all these anti-white movies now, like Django Unchained and Inglourious Basterds, where they just... Well, Inglourious Basterds, they actually do that. One of the Jewish characters in that movie just kills every white guy he can see, just crushes their heads with baseball bats. So, you know, this is life imitating... Well, I won't say art, but modern-day movies out of the, well, I can't say it's Jewish-run Hollywood, I guess I will because it is, but if I was Gary Oldman, I don't guess I could. So this is, you know, a random crime, he gets charged with second-degree battery. Now, let me ask you this, folks. If a white guy had just walked in and hit a black woman in the back of the head with a baseball bat for no reason, do you think there would be some hate crimes charges? Do you think this would be national news? Do you think this would be Trayvon Martin 2.0? And the black guy says he did it because he wanted to see what it felt like. He saw it in a movie. He said the woman was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And that's, yeah, so, you know, and we accept that. Well, I don't think we accept it, but you don't see white people talking about this. Maybe they grouse about it in their homes to a small degree, but, you know, they're not up in arms. And I'll tell you this, other than the political cesspool, other than this network, you have no voices for the dispossessed majority in the major media talking about this story. If this had happened and the races had been reversed, not only would CNN, you know, all the white sellout anchors on the Alphabet Soup television networks be talking about it, this would be, I mean, Al Sharpton would use this for years. Jesse Jackson, for years, it would be their latest fundraising ploy. But it happens in this case, which is the way it happens most times, black on white crime. When it's an interracial crime, it's normally black on white. And nothing, except for here on the political cesspool. And that's why, folks, you support us. That's why you keep us on the air. That's why we're here, because no one else has the guts to talk about it. By God, we're going to talk about it. And I got another story here that's equally ridiculous. A student, a seventh grade student in New Jersey, was suspended and drug tested for twirling a pencil in class. He's sitting in math class, bored. He twirls his pencil on his desk. And he was suspended from school for twirling his pencil around in math class in a way that made another student uncomfortable. Suspended from school. But then the plot thickened. This happened, I think it was back in March or April. He was suspended from school, this kid, for twirling his pencil. Listen to what happened just this week in a follow-up story related to this matter. A New Jersey father claims the state is threatening to take his 13-year-old child away from him. Ethan Chaplin got in trouble with his school after a classmate claimed he was spinning his pencil like a gun. How do you spin a pencil like a gun? I don't know. School officials suspended him over the incident. They eventually backed off and decided that no disciplinary action would be taken above and beyond that. The incident was old news until this week, when the child's father received a startling letter from the New Jersey Department of Child Protection. And they are threatening to take this child away because the father refused to admit him for psychological evaluation. See, the school administration, the state wanted this kid to go in for psychological evaluation for spinning his pencil like a gun, whatever that means. The father declined. Now social workers are in on it and threatening to take this child away. It's outrageous, folks. Out of all the problems, legitimate problems we have in schools with Common Core and the absence of God and everything that you should be concerned about in schools, this is not one of them. I can't believe that protective, so-called protective services is now threatening to take this child away from his father and put him up for adoption. He currently twirled a pencil. We're taking a break. Eddie just walked in. We're going to let him chime in on this when we come back.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're going to have a little fun this segment. We're going to do something uplifting and upbeat and a little departure from the stories we normally talk about, because we have to talk about them. I don't like talking about stories like that thing that happened in Walmart, but nobody else is. This is the kind of crime that is rampant in our culture that does not get reported outside of Liberty News Radio and Colin Flaherty and our show. It's got to be talked about. And we are talking about it. And before we go to Matt the Copperhead, who has been waiting patiently to get on the line, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who was not supposed to come on until the halfway point of this hour, was red hot and rolling to chime in on that story where the child was suspended from school a couple of months ago for twirling a pencil in a way that another student didn't like. And at some point, I guess it was recommended to his father that he submit his child for psychological evaluation. The father did not do that, and now the New Jersey Child Protective Services Department is trying to put that child up for adoption.
Good evening, people. This is Eddie the Bombardier Miller here tonight. It's a great pleasure to be here. I'm so glad I got here in time to chime in on this story of the CPS up there. What's the Massachusetts, James, where that happened?
New Jersey,
same thing. You know what? We're going to do a series on this CPS, on the National Child Protective Services. It's kind of like, let me tell you what it's like, people. Calling it the Child Protective Services, and I've studied a lot on this. Matter of fact, James Edwards has a couple of forwards I sent to him the other day detailing this. I'm telling you what, there has been senators killed over the investigating Child Protective Services. But briefly, here's what it is. I'm going to give you a rundown, because we're going to do a series on this in the near future as soon as we can get with us through with Inspector Jim Rothstein. And it all ties together with Rothstein. This whole smoke ties in. Listen, the Child Protective Services, to put it in the words of a Senator Schaefer, is a protected, cannot touch, above the law empire. They are there for the sole purpose of making money off of children. They take these children away from the parents with no court orders, no due process of law. They go and pick these children up off of school buses, from schools, from their homes. They kick in doors, would put guns in people's face, and they take these kids and they put them into child prostitution. They use them as mules to protect, selling drugs. They use them in human sacrifices. It's worse than anything you can possibly imagine. I want to put that out because let me tell you what, we're going to use some material from a state senator, a Georgia state senator by the name of Schaefer. I believe her name was Nancy Schaefer. She was murdered in 2010 because she was getting ready to go public with this investigation that her and her staff had done into the Georgia State Child Protective Services. I'm going to tell you how bad it is and how powerful these people are in the Child Protective Services. State Senator Schaefer tried to get other senators in other districts to help children that were not in Senator Schaefer's district in Georgia. She tried to do the same thing with senators in other states. She tried to do the same thing with United States senators, not state senators. And she was told 100% of the time that if they went in, if they tried to help her do this, to go in and bust up this Child Protective Services mafia that makes a living on people's misery and selling kids into childhood prostitution and God only Satan worship and all kind of crap. And listen, everything I'm saying, it's going to be backed up with documents. If you're not too lazy, you can look up some of it and find out yourself. But we'll do most of the footwork for you, for all you people out there that are too lazy. Well, listen, here's the thing. She lost her Senate seat over investigating the Child Protective Services. And that wasn't good enough. The lady was murdered in her house along with her husband to shut her up. And that's what I'm going to tell you right now. That's a little teaser, but we're going to cover that in depth as soon as possible, as soon as we can get through with the inspector, Jim Rothstein, who's the most amazing man I've ever worked with. I feel like an idiot trying to interview the guy. He's so smart. Now, I'm going to go back to James Edwards right now because I don't want to give too much away with that on that program we got coming up. But I want you to look into it. Do some research yourself for a change. See you guys later now, and I love every one of you.
Well, as despicable as the CPS is, I can't say that I have heard all of that before, but we will let Eddie present the evidence, and I've heard it now, that's for sure, with everybody else. We'll let Eddie present his evidence in a future show, and where everybody can make up their own minds, you know. We got brains that work, and you can feel free to agree or disagree. We'll see what Eddie's got cooked up, but he seems to be pretty convinced about some of that stuff, so we'll find out together. Let's go to Matt the Copperhead. Copperhead, it's all yours, buddy.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How you all doing? This is Matt the Copperhead calling from Central Long Island.
Not too far from New Jersey. Have you got a beat on this story we're talking about?
No, but I have some sources I can try to track some more information down that work within the family court system.
You got it.
All right, what's some more information?
Sure.
Here's an interesting update tidbit of what's going down with all these so-called kids, children that are being funneled into this country, these mestizos that are being funneled in. The average age is probably like 15, 16, and, you know, they're all affiliated with El Salvadorian gangs such as MS-13, El Norte's, and likewise. I'm standing about 50 yards from what is the hub of American aviation manufacturing here in Bethpage. This was Northrop and Grumman. This was during the war where they built the Grumman Hellcat. In the 60s, the Lunar Module, 80s, the F-14 Tomcat, in the late 70s and 80s. This, what is now one big area, is going to be a staging area for a lot of these so-called kids, children. And they're going to be staged here and held at the center. It used to be Grumman's factories.
Well, that's something else, Copperhead. And I know Eddie was also, and we'll talk about this a little later on in this hour when we revisit the conversation we had in last week's third hour about illegal immigration. The third world immigration. I mean, like we pointed out, it doesn't matter if it's legal or illegal. I mean, it's worse that it's illegal, but whether or not, I mean, if Republicans had voted in amnesty for what now constitutes the illegal aliens, it would still be just as bad. But one of the things that Eddie wanted to talk about was the children, the way they're using children on the border. And I think you were referring to some of that, and we'll get to that actually later on in this very hour.
It just blows my mind. It's like a microcosm. Here you had the cradle of aviation manufacturing and output not only in the war years, but all the way through the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And that was all defunct now. And now we're importing all these third worlders. And these folks here on Long Island, they're going to get a rude awakening. All, you know, there's a lot of good people out here, too. But, you know, like the whites that are the working class whites that make up most of this area, guys in the trades that are taking the LIE 3 hours a day in a commercial truck to go work in the city, you know, paying $8,000 plus a year in property taxes. I mean, this place is just going to be inundated, totally overrun.
Well, it is. Well, our whole country will. I mean, that's why we did that video of Eddie's neighborhood, to put a real life perspective, a personal point of view on a problem that is nationwide. Our whole country will look like Eddie's neighborhood, like that house in Eddie's neighborhood that we documented last week, if we don't stand up for the rule of law and to preserve and protect this country that our ancestors, our European ancestors, carved from a wilderness. And that's what's at stake. And, you know, again, that's why we do this show. And the fact that it will be trashed is the least of our problems. The fact that there will be garbage in the streets is not a big of a problem as the cultural and literal genocide of our people that will come as we continue to drift away from the glorious Western culture and embrace a culture that has not been successful anywhere it's been implemented. You can't have a first world nation with a third world population. We're about to take a break. The music's playing. When we come back, we're going to have a little fun, and then Eddie's going to take over with me. We're going to be talking about immigration, but we're going to. There's a movie out in theaters right now that I want you to go see. It's playing at a theater near you this very night. We're going to play the trailer for it when we come back, and then we're going to get back to serious business.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Hear the real story? I'm the one you want to talk to, Tommy DeVito. Wasn't for me, we all would have wound up with a bullet in our head.
Friends like that, you should change your name to Sinatra.
I'm gonna be as big as Sinatra.
I would love to introduce you to a new discovery of mine, Frankie Valli. Dream of
wild, scheme. I heard them all, but I never heard a voice like Frankie Valli's. I know I need to write for this voice.
Frankie, the world is going to hear that voice.
You want me to produce your songs?
Find a name and a sound, and then we can make something happen.
Listen, we got something for you, all right?
Sherry!
Set up the A-track. We're going to double Frankie's voice. It's going to explode right off the radio.
Sherry! Is that a different sound? I love this record!
We do everything together.
How old are you?
Together or separately?
Big girls!
We got a success now. The records, the TV, the personal appearances.
You're just too good to be true.
Tommy's in a little trouble.
Where's him? He's doing it.
Can't take my eyes.
The fact is, the trouble started long before that.
You'd be like heaven.
You got the voice. I got the songs. We make a partnership.
I think Frankie would have cut Tommy loose right then. That's what you think? You're not from Jersey.
Can't take my eyes off of you.
Frankie, this is your time.
Ask her, what was the high point? The four guys under a street lamp. First time we made that sound, our sound. That was the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Four Seasons!
Well, folks, that was the official movie trailer for Jersey Boys, the story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, playing now nationwide at a theater near you. It really is a good story. You're talking about four white kids who impoverished, you know, came from no social standing whatsoever, came together and just made the best music that there ever was. Tommy DeVito, you heard him in that clip, or the character that plays the real-life Tommy DeVito, he was the one who brought the group together. It was him and another guy named Nick Massey. Tommy DeVito was the lead guitarist and backup singer. Nick Massey was the bassist and... he put together the vocal harmonies. They brought Frankie Valli into the group, who was, of course, the front man with the big falsetto. Frankie Valli brought in Bob Gaudio, who wrote all the songs. Every song that the Four Seasons sang was written and arranged by people in their group. They did it all. They wrote it. They arranged it. They put the music to it. They sang it. And that was it. Bob Gaudio, Frankie Valli, Tommy DeVito, Nick Massey, those were the original Four Seasons. And the guy who started it all for that group, Tommy DeVito, has been a guest on the Political Cesspool radio program. It was back in 2007. This group has now sold over 200 million records worldwide, and it's a story that a lot of people don't know, but it is in the theaters now, so go see it. Think of me. We can't have any more fun tonight. That's about 3 or 4 minutes of fun. That's way over our quota here. The whole show's fun, but I'm talking about good news. We got to get back to horrible stories about third world invasion and CPS and all of this other stuff that we must talk about. But as you know, folks, I saw Frankie Valli in concert last week, well, on Father's Day in Nashville. 80 years old, still does a great job. Go see that movie and tell him that I sent you. Well, now back to the cesspool. I heard that movie, by the way, isn't doing very well, so I wanted to go ahead and play that clip because it might not be in theaters very much longer. Frankie Valli actually pays his most recent wife $250,000 a month in alimony. So I don't think Frankie's doing too badly if he can afford that much in child support and alimony. But let's help him out and $250,000 a month. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, back to the cesspool. Eddie, before we cover, and I wanted to talk about this last week when we were covering how illegal immigration had adversely affected your neighborhood, I wanted to work in a paragraph that Pat Buchanan had written in his great article, his syndicated column from a couple of weeks back, The Endless Invasion of America. I think we'll do that at the top of the next segment because I want to give you plenty of time to wrap up some thoughts you had that were brought to mind during Matt the Copperhead's call. And when we get back, folks, well, Eddie's going to talk for a couple of minutes here. And just stay tuned, though, for after the commercial. I'm going to clue you in on some absolutely staggering statistics from the Center for Immigration Studies. I don't know if I have ever read anything, well, not often do I read something this glaringly deviant. I had to read it twice because it was so unbelievable. But the truth is stranger than fiction. I'm going to clue you in on that after the break. But for now, here's Eddie the Bombardier Miller, my brother.
Well, Paul Paul's back, y'all. Let me tell you what, here in the cesspool, I have a saying. We like to get the big picture. We like to ask why. Why are these things happening? All right, in the case of this massive, just out of control, it's a migration. Let's just face it. It's like a migratory of elk, blackbirds, whatever. It's totally out of control. We ask yourself, why? Why is it that way? Well, there's multiple reasons. But let me tell you the chief, the number one reason, and this is after much research, and a lot of friends of mine send me information. The number one reason is, and we're going to go back in time, and I'm going to kind of mimic our illustrious president. Do you remember when he was running for office? He had this slogan. He went up and he made a speech, and it went something like this. We need a civilian force just as strong, just as powerful, just as well armed, just as well trained as the military. We need them on the streets. Well, he never explained why we needed that. But let me tell you what, before I go any further, we already have that. It's called the Constitutional Militia of the several states. It should be reconstituted. And they're not going to do that. What they're doing, they're bringing all these teenagers in, and I'll tell this to Matt Copperhead. I hope the Copperhead's still listening. They're now putting these preteens and teenagers in military bases all across the United States. They're putting them in military bases that have active duty personnel and defunct military bases. I saw on the internet just today where they're getting ready to put them into a giant Walmart compound. Well, they're putting them in there, and the scuttlebutt I have, and I'm not going to say this is 100%, but I've got some pretty good intel on that. I bet Sam's heard the same thing. This is going to be, these are going to be these illegal teenagers that are going to be in their, you know, early 20s real soon. They're going to be the ones they're going to be the troops, the shock troops in this civilian army that Obama's talking about. And that army, people, it's not going to be used on Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, or, anybody like that, the Taliban. That's going to be used on yours truly, James Edwards, and you. They're going to be coming to a neighborhood near you. They're going to collapse this country economically. This is one of the side effects of the big picture. And the reason they're doing this, see, they want to collapse it economically, socially, and they want to get people just totally broke. So they can control the population. They want to bring the United States into the new world order, to the one world government. And to quote, what's his name? He was the former chief of staff that got busted in the sexual trice not long ago. General, whatever his name was, Wooden Crystal, was it? McChrystal. Anyway, he said we've already been in this. He said it's no longer really proper to call this country America, United States of America. You should call it North America. But that's why we have these illegal aliens. That's the chief purpose. They're in here to collapse the country. Economic, what say?
Petraeus.
You're right. Absolutely right. It was General Petraeus. Thank you. Anyway, they're in here to collapse the country. Like I said, I guess I'm repeating myself. In every way possible, you can collapse the country. Because before you can start a new order, you have to get rid of the old order. And that sounds like a cliche, but it's true. So once they collapse, they're going to collapse this country financially, too. That's on the board. I think me and Sam talked about that in the past. But if you say, how can they do it? That can never happen. Well, let me tell you what, folks. the United States dollar has already lost about 98% of its value of compared to what it was in 1913 when we went over on the gold standard. But yeah, not to kick a dead horse. That's why they're here. And there's other side benefits that the upper echelon have. These what General Eisenhower used to call the military industrial establishment. Now you could call it the military industrial pharmaceutical big ag establishment. They use all this cheap labor. Anything that they can't pack up and ship over to China or Brazil, Mexico, etc. If they can't ship it off, they just bring the illegals in here that can work for a fraction of the money that an American citizen can work for. Because, you see, when they bring these illegals in, they automatically put them, and I'm sure I'm telling y'all stuff that you already know, they automatically put them on every kind of government benefit known to man. They get them on Social Security, Medicaid. Well, it looks like we're going to a break in just a minute, people. We're going to come back and talk about some dynamite red hot stuff as soon as we come back and pay a few bills here. See y'all in just a few minutes, people.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Folks, I'm about to tell you something that is almost unbelievable. I mean, really. And I, you know the kind of stories we cover on this show. this is almost unbelievable. It truly is. But before I get to that, if you ever want to know to what extent words are being redefined and where the line is currently being redrawn, or if you're just in the mood for a quick laugh, go to the Southern Poverty Law Center's blog, and there you'll find an article there at the top of their blog roll tonight. Far-right candidates will appear on ballots across the country this fall, is the headline. A number of candidates, extremist candidates whose views, who hold extreme views on race and sexual orientation, will be appearing on ballots this fall. Here are some of the most notable examples. So, extremist candidates, folks. Now, when you think of an extremist, well, I know if you're listening to the political cesspool, you probably think normal person, but if you heard extremist, you probably think terrorist, dangerous person, someone you wouldn't want to associate with. And in the true definition of the word, I would agree with you. But this is the SPLC we're talking about, which is not far removed from how establishment media uses these definitions. Extremist candidates. Let's see who their prime example is of extreme racist candidates. Michael Perutka. I mean, do you know who this guy is, folks? One of the most genteel, noble Christian gentlemen that I could imagine. I know he just lost his race for county commission, but he was the Constitution Party's presidential candidate nominee a couple of cycles ago. He's just an all-American guy. I mean, this is a great man. Well, that's what passes as racist and extremist candidate, Michael Perutka. And they had other people like Pastor David Whitney. You know, everybody that was on this list was a Christian. But when you're talking to, but I don't know all of these people, so I can't say, yeah, they're wrong, yeah, they're right. I doubt they're right. It's the SPLC. But Michael Perutka and David Whitney tops the list of extremist and racist candidates on the ballot. It's ridiculous. And I'll tell you something that's even more than ridiculous. Listen to this. And I wanted to work this in last week when Eddie and I were talking about illegal immigration, third world immigration. I keep calling it illegal. As if it were legal, it would be any better. It would be just as devastating. We're talking about it for the entirety of last week's third hour. Listen to what Pat Buchanan has written. And you know, Pat Buchanan's always well-researched for his nationally syndicated column. The United States government, according to the Center for Immigration Studies, listen to this, folks. The United States government released back into our population last year 36,000 criminal illegal aliens with 88,000 convictions among them. I want you to wrap your brain around that right now. We're talking about 36,000 criminal illegal aliens. Now, that means above and beyond, they just came over into the country illegally. You're talking about people who, in addition to breaking into our country, which, yes, is a crime, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about crimes committed above and beyond that. 36,000 criminal illegal aliens with 88,000 convictions, not charges, mind you, but convictions among them, were released back into the American population. Listen to this. It gets even worse. Of those 36,000 criminal legal aliens that were re-released into our population, 193 of them had been convicted of homicide, 426 of sexual assault, 303 of kidnapping, 1,075 of aggravated assault, 1,160 for stolen vehicles, 9,187 for possession of dangerous drugs, and 16,070 for drunk driving. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to please let that sink in. I'm even going to give you 2 seconds to think about that. I'm tossing it over to Eddie the Bombardier Miller. But if you or me or Eddie or Sam Bushman or Keith Alexander or anyone listening to this show that is a law-abiding, tax-paying, working-class middle American, that's who our audience is, if you committed a homicide or a kidnapping or a sexual assault, aggravated assault, stole a vehicle, do you think they would just release you without any sort of punishment? Folks, these criminal illegal aliens were released back into the country, our country, no questions asked. That is unbelievable. Now, it doesn't surprise me anymore that they don't deport illegal aliens, but you're talking about people who have committed violent and heinous crimes. No punishment, just released back into the citizenry. And this does not include, Pat Buchanan continues, another 68,000 illegal aliens against whom ICE declined to press criminal charges last year, but also turned loose. Those figures are so mind-boggling, it's hard. I have to repeat myself 3 and 4 times just to let it sink into my own consciousness that our country picks and chooses which laws it's going to enforce. You have these illegal aliens that are committing these crimes and just completely let off the hook. That would not happen if it was any one of us, nor should it. I'm not saying it should. It shouldn't. But it damn sure shouldn't happen for illegal aliens. I mean, what kind of country is this, Eddie?
Well, James, if I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times. And people, almost every time you hear me come on this show, you're going to hear me say, why? Why is this happening? What's the big picture? Why did the government release all these prisoners? When they come in the year, and James Edwards can vouch for this, in the year 2007, the first day I was home from cardiac intensive care, I had my door kicked in by a couple of thugs that were serving a warrant at the wrong house, I might add, for a credit card violation. So let that sink in. But yet they're turning these thugs loose that are convicted of murder and rape, et cetera, et cetera. Well, me and James talked about something like this about a week ago, I think. You can call this, you can go back to the old Hegelian dialectic. Why are they doing it? Because, you see, Hegel, eons ago, he said something like, he created this thing called thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. In other words, we would call it problem, solution, and result. What they want to do, this all ties in perfectly with the pattern that we were just talking about a minute ago, with filling the military bases up with these kids, and like James said, it's not really illegal because it wouldn't be any better, with these just migrants, this thousands and thousands of migrants, that migration people. They want conditions in this country to be miserable. They want the crime to be out of control. They want the financial system to collapse. They want it as miserable as they can get it. See, that will be the problem. The thesis. Now, they want to come in with the antithesis. They want to come in with the solution. And the solution is going to be you turn over your guns, you give up your state sovereignty, you give up your national sovereignty, you go to the breadlines, you go to the FEMA camps, and they'll feed you. That's the result. They want the people crying out for relief to the federal government. And the federal government, they're going to give you relief, all right, but it's not going to be like you think. They're going to have these 16, 18, 20, 22-year-old Hispanics from Chile, Brazil, Mexico, God knows where, sticking an M16 in your face with a bayonet, telling you to get on the truck because you're getting ready to go to the FEMA camp. That's why they're doing it. They know what they're doing. They're wanting to make this country as miserable. They want to make it a miserable hell so they can get their new world order in here. What do you think about that, James?
Listen, I can't discount it because there's no logical, reasonable, understandable explanation for this. You're talking about violent crimes that had been committed. To have just deported them back to Mexico would have been far too benevolent. But they didn't even do that. They just let them walk out of the prison despite being convicted or of homicide. You know, you're talking about convicted, not charged, but convicted, being convicted of homicide, rape, all of these other crimes. They just let them walk out, just released them. Folks, this isn't a... I'm at a loss for words. Again, this is so far above and beyond just not enforcing the law as it applies to immigrations, knowing someone's here illegally and just turning the other eye. Talking about violent criminals and letting them go after they had been convicted, not counting, as Buchanan mentioned, the tens of thousands who they just declined to press charges on, who they had in custody for other crimes like this. Makes no sense. Eddie made as much sense of it as I can.
And in case you're a Baptist and you're intellectually challenged, and, you know, I'll say that because I go to a Baptist church, and I've been trying to hammer this into the congregation's head for as long as I've been going to that church. We talk about it all the time. But you think you might need a gun. You know, you think you might need to know how to use that gun, and it has plenty of ammo stocked up. You think you might need a guard dog. You think you might need a burglar system. You better believe you're going to need it. You're going to need it in your car, too. And listen, why, for God's sakes, Are they taking people in the airports, the TSA, and stripping babies down? I saw a video just today where they were had a two-year-old child in a wheelchair because he had a broken leg or something. This goes on every day. They're taking one-year-olds, two-year-olds. They're taking the diapers off of infants. They're having 90-year-old ladies that are in, you know, taking their diapers off. They're searching. They're frisking women down and sexually assaulting men and women in the airports. Yet they're bringing, turning these criminals loose, for God's sakes. They're bringing millions of them into the country, or tens of thousands of them in the country, James. Why on earth? It's the old Hegelian dialectic.
Well, you drew a great contrast. If a law-abiding American citizen got behind on his credit cards, they would swing for that. And they would ruin them financially. You could go to jail depending on how much you owe. And compare that crime to these. We're just the wrong race, folks. If we had been from a third world country, I guess we get a get-out-of-jail-free card no matter what, so long as we hadn't been born here. Scary stuff. This is the country of George Washington and Robert E. Lee. We're going to take a break, and Eddie's got a great guest coming up right after this.
On the Liberty News Radio Network.